Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And we're going to talk about breaking our income ceiling. And my prayer is that this show will help you to start thinking differently about earning more money if that is your desire. If you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I help people do extraordinary things. I help people get what they want. If you are ready to use the spiritual principles of manifestation to create a brilliant life for yourself from the inside out, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. It's designed for someone who is so ready to go to the next level. Maybe you're in transition. Maybe something has changed or needs to change in your life, and you know that there's better for you. Even if you're not fully ready to see it, I can help you get there. So again, that's intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about breaking our income ceiling. This has been March, the month of money. So we'll start with the basics. Anytime you are looking to manifest, the basics are pray about what you want, which in order to pray about it with exactness, you have to get clear about what you want. So really take the time to comb through your finances, go within, and come up with a number. And think of this number as your new minimum standard. This is my new, without fail, I will bring in this amount of money. And this applies to both people who are in business for themselves and people who are employed. I've seen people who work jobs do extraordinary things around increasing their income. It might mean you might have to take a new opportunity, but it'll feel natural and it'll feel right and it won't feel like you're pushing to do so, right? So get clear about what you want and pray for it and pray with exactness, meaning you are asking for exactly what you want. And I've been doing this a long time, and I think people struggle more than they want to admit around exactly asking for what they want. They'll ask for a piece of it, but they won't ask for all of it. So really take the time, write it down again, pray on it some more, go within, and then ask in prayer with exactness, with clarity, with conviction for what you want, whatever that number is. You know, I heard someone recently say, I was in a group, one of my group coaching programs, that to not focus on the number, but I think you need to know the number. I think when we shy away from, if we don't name the number because we're like, oh, I'm just going to focus on being that number, you got to know what the number is before you know how to be. So try some numbers on. You know, my spirit guides are saying, try it on like if you were trying on a dress. Like, oh, that number feels good and that number feels good. And think about it in relationship to where you are right now, right? What would feel like super great, like that dress that was just designed for you practically, right? What is that number that you'd like to earn? And then from there, you got to believe that your request for more will be granted. You got to believe that your request for more will be granted. Anytime you ask, you must start to ask from the place of, I expect that Spirit's going to give me exactly what I ask for. And Spirit does give you exactly what you ask for. I think anybody listening to this program, you look back over your life, you're like, oh shit, I did ask for that. Whether you ask directly or indirectly, you ask for it. You ask for it in your energy. You ask for it with your focus. You ask for it with the choices and decisions you make. So be willing to believe that your quest for more will be granted. And then next, you got to let go of anything within you that's not a match. You've heard me say this. This is the bulk of the work I do with clients, is having them let go of all of the weird beliefs that keep them from what they want. And it's only weird because it's keeping you from what you want. But we hold a lot of stuff around money. We hold a lot of stuff around what it means to be prosperous, what it means to be rich. Oh my God, for some people listening to this program, me saying you get to be rich, what? No, that's so gross, but I want it. So you have to stop that tug of war within yourself. Just want it, right? So let go of anything that's not a match. And then you got to start being that person. And this one, it can be a little more challenging. Because we actually have to do some, this is where we got to do our creative work, you know, is to become the person that makes that amount of money. And you got to move out of a mindset of lack and move out of a mindset of there's not enough and move into the place of being that number. So who is the woman that makes that amount of money? How does she act? And I know you're like, well, Amy, if I made that amount of money, then I would know. Well, you gotta, that's where you don't get the luxury of being a jerk with yourself about this exercise. You gotta reach for it. Okay. So who would you be? That's where you need to put your focus, your attention, your contemplation time. Who would I be if I were making this amount of money? How would I move throughout my day? From waking up in the morning to putting the coffee on, to getting dressed, to the conversations I have with my friends and family, to the way I approach my coworkers, if you have coworkers, the way I approach my clients, for those that have clients, who would you be if you were making that amount of money? And then start slowly implementing those principles, those values, those perspectives, those actions, that feeling. How does it feel to make that amount of money? And then from there, you have to trust that signs and symbols will show up to direct your path. So this is the beautiful part about the intuition. When you ask, Spirit's going to start filtering guidance and wisdom to you to help you achieve your goal. But often we miss the signs and symbols because we're either caught up being the opposite of what we say we want, or we're holding on to some beliefs, some actions, perspectives that are not a match to that, right? So it goes back to the whole, you know, rich people are bad. Well, if you're holding a belief, even subconsciously, even a little bit, that rich people are bad, on some level, you're not going to let yourself be bad, so therefore, you're not going to let yourself be rich. And so you have to do the reprogramming work to say, no, there are a lot of good people in the world, there are a lot of bad people in the world. It has nothing to do with money. Each side can use money for the greater good or for not the greater good. So you have to shift some beliefs around so you can receive the signs and symbols that will direct your path. And I know you're like, well, Amy, if it's intuitive information from Spirit, I should just receive it. Yeah, Spirit's given it to you. You just can't be receptive to it if you're holding a belief that tells you that you can't have whatever it is that you said you wanted. So we'll go back to money. So let's say you want to be a millionaire. Let's use that. But you're holding this perspective that millionaires don't exist. People just inflate their numbers. They're not really working. They're just making it up. If you're holding that perspective on some level, I guarantee you, you will hold yourself back from being a millionaire. Who wants to be a fraud, right? So really release your judgments about what it means to earn at the rate you wish to earn. And then affirm. Affirm, I am willing to receive more money. I am open to more money. And you can change that around. Affirmations are meant to be adjusted to yourself. Just keep the language positive and in present tense. But there's a willingness. You must be willing. Willing. I am willing to earn more money. I am willing to earn more money. And if that doesn't feel natural to you, explore why it doesn't feel natural, right? Why aren't you willing to earn more money? And you might be saying, well, consciously, Amy, I'm willing, but I keep trying and I'm not getting there. So then you need to look at what's going on in the subconscious. That's where you got to look at those long-standing beliefs. You got to look at, what did my parents say about being a millionaire? What did what fear am I holding about being a millionaire? Okay. So next layer to all of this, now that you've got the basics for earning more, you're going to have to release the belief that the amount of money you make is in some way directly proportional to the amount of hours you have to work. If you're thinking that, then of course you're going to hold back, right? You're probably already working your little tail off and doing your very best. And if you think, oh, wow, more money means more working hard, then of course you won't go down that path for yourself. So it's a myth and it's a lie that the more money you make, the more work you're going to have to do. I consistently, client after client has said to me, I work less, Amy. I work less. I earn more now and I work less, right? Clients have worked with me around abundance and money. So it's a myth. It's a myth. You work with a different energy state, right? You're not just showing up to get a paycheck. You are showing up for yourself, believing that you're worthy and deserving of whatever amount of money that you desire, and that as a result of that, all the right opportunities and experiences will be drawn to you as a result. Yeah. So you got to be willing to earn and receive more, right? You got to be willing to believe that you're not going to have to work super hard and it's going to suck and, you know, you're going to have to do things you don't want to do. Oh, that's a common one. I'm going to have to do things I don't want to do to earn more money. And that's just not true. I would encourage you that if you're really ready to up-level, to do more of what you love, do more of that stuff, and then see what shows up. Because energetically, you'll be in the vibrational space to draw the truest desire of your heart to you. Next, you got to release the belief that someone like you can't earn more. You know, we live in a culture that says only certain people get to earn lots of money. And we have to step away from that and step away from those perceptions, that grouping of people together, and just focus on you as an individual. Focus on what you can do and what you have come to contribute, right? And look at your gifts and talents. So when I was doing Abundance for All, and you've probably heard me say this quite a bit on this program this month, your gifts and talents, do you love that I get on the podcast and then I start moving around? Your gifts and talents were given to you by God as currency. They were designed to help you earn your living in whatever time and space you live in and however way in which, money, currency, however in which that works in whatever time you're living, our gifts were given to us so that we could be a part of that exchange. So I would say sit down and look at, what am I really, really good at? And the next layer to this, for some people, there is this belief, I think I think a lot of people have this sense that if something comes easy and natural to me, then I shouldn't get paid a whole lot, or I should just do it for free. No, that's the zone of genius you want to be in, where it feels so effortless and then you get compensated for it. So look at all the things you do with ease. Look at all the things you're drawn to doing, the things you do for free. That's probably your sign as to where your money maker is. And invest your time and energy there. So a few more points on breaking your income ceiling. Now, I think there's a limiting belief that we have to hold ourselves back if it's going to take us outside of our current social circle, our current family circle. So it's a lie. It's a lie that you have to hold yourself back and be like everybody else, or the fear that people will judge you for earning more, or that that you won't have any friends, or you'll be lonely. You got to let go of that belief because it's just a junky belief. There are lonely rich people, and then there are rich people who have beautiful, wonderful, amazing relationships. There are rich people who have shitty, shitty family lives, and then there are rich people that have really beautiful, healthy, vibrant family lives. You get to decide who you want to be, and it has nothing to do with money. We tell so many crazy stories, and then we put it on money. Oh, it's money's fault. I got all these problems in my life because there's money. I got to do all this work because of money. And that's just junky, right? It's not real. So you have to really look at if you're willing to let go of the belief that you have to hold back because you don't want to outshine others. Or maybe you don't want to break out of a role you've been playing for others. Maybe you have been the broke friend. And if you step out of being the broke friend, what does that mean? Or maybe you've been the friend who has the heart of gold and has all this time available because they're always in between a gig. And everybody relies on you to help out and stuff. And if you started to take control of your life and started to earn more money, then you wouldn't be that for other people. Everybody's got a different story around this. Do the work to uncover what it is and then let it go, because it's just a story and it's not serving you well, especially if you do want to earn more money. But I'll say this to you. Say you're a person who has a lot of time freedom, and you're not earning a lot of money, and you think, oh, well, I'm going to lose my time freedom. That's just a lie too, right? You can still be there for all the people in your life and be prosperous, right? God didn't set it up so that, oh, you get to have really great things here, but you can't have it here. No, we get to have everything that we want if we allow ourselves to have it. So be willing to allow yourself to have more around money. And let go of all the stories you've been telling yourself. And one of the big things, if you are really wanting to up level and move into higher levels of earning, if you are holding any animosity about affluence and people who have versus, you know, maybe people who don't, you're going to have to let that go too. Because again, there are really amazing people who are poor, and then there are really shitty people who are poor. It has nothing to do with money, right? Just like there are shitty rich people, and then there are really amazing rich people, right? I think everybody has to figure out their way of moving throughout their experience as it relates to money. Because here's the thing, you could have been born into a family where there's lots of money, and you realize, you know, I really want to make my own thing. You just go and make your own thing. You don't even have to tell everybody. And I think so often we're so afraid of what people will think. Just don't tell them. Just do it, right? And then if you do, you know, I'm not saying I do everything and I don't run it past the people in my life. The big major things, I'll be honest, in my own life, like business and money and where I live, I make those decisions on my own. But I mean, I definitely go to people about, like, I'm thinking of making this for dinner, you know, and it's just more to talk. But often there were times in my life when my life felt most out of control, when I was relying on the people around me to guide me, but no one can guide me but me. And that was some of the most terrible advice I had ever been given. It just took me down like crazy little rabbit holes I didn't need to go down. And so from this vantage point, I can say, just make your own decisions. And if you need to work with a coach, work with a coach. If you need to journal on it for a couple of weeks, journal on it diligently every day for a couple of weeks. Get clear about what you want and look at all the things that tell you you can't have it. And everybody has a different story. I mean, I can go from client to client to client in a day, and everybody has a different limiting belief as it relates to their life, whether it relates to money, whether it relates to career, relationships. All you have to do, all you're responsible for doing, is figuring out what those limiting junkie beliefs are, those areas where you're holding yourself back, and decide that you are going to be different, that you're going to make different choices. You're going to see your experience differently. You're going to think different thoughts. You're going to feel different feelings. Yeah. And then this was, as I was doing my research, I found this one. I have a lot of feelings about this next point. Accept where you are. On one hand, I totally get it. Like, you have to accept where you are. You have to know where you are. You have to know what you're making now and where you want to go. But you don't want to accept it so hard that you feel like this is the end all when you're wanting more. So what I have found to really accept where you are means appreciation, being appreciative for your current earnings, being appreciative for the work you put into earning that amount of money, be appreciative to, you know, your coworkers, your employer, your paycheck, your banking institution. Be appreciative for the way in which money has shown up to date, right? So that's accepting where you are, while at the same time being open, willing, and receptive to earning more money. Last point here. You got to decide it's safe. You got to decide that it's safe to earn more. It's safe to do all the things you know in your heart you're meant to do. It's safe to experience prosperity. It's safe to live in abundance. It's safe to have really extraordinary earnings. It's totally safe. It is safe to prosper. It is safe to prosper. It is safe to prosper. And start to feel that feeling of safety in your body while you're telling yourself it is safe to prosper. And maybe you need to do some EFT tapping. Maybe you need to do a longer meditation. Maybe you need to tune into an old memory where you felt really safe while you affirm, it is safe for me to move forward. It is safe for me to prosper. It is safe for me to be rich. It is safe for me to be rich. It is so safe for me to be rich. And then last one. This is truly the last one. Find ways in your day-to-day life. This is the being part. This is the juice. Find ways in your day-to-day life to start associating yourself with earning more money. And it goes back to thinking, what would I do differently if I earned a lot of money? Right? What ways am I behaving that keep my earnings below what I want to make? And start letting go of those behaviors while at the same time implementing new behaviors of that prosperous version of you. So it could be that you get very avoidant around checking your balance, your checking account balance. But rich you would totally check their balance on a regular basis. Check your balance on a regular basis. That's how you activate the energy of becoming the person who is earning more. So just ask yourself, how would I be different? And then look at your behaviors and say, okay, I probably wouldn't do that. And I probably wouldn't do that. And I probably wouldn't think that. And I probably wouldn't feel this way. And start doing your part to shift into being. And at the same time, you'll start to receive intuitive signs and symbols. So truly, they're always there. Spirit's always trying to give us an intuitive message. but you'll start to sense them more. And as you start to sense those signs and symbols, remember, intuitive information is always designed so we do the work. So taking action doesn't need to be this stressful, challenging thing. You just need to be open, present, and receptive to psychic signs and symbols that are directing your path and telling you what to do moment by moment. I hope that's helpful. You deserve to earn more money. You can earn more money. It's possible for you. Living gets to be great if you allow it to be great. Just be willing to allow yourself to earn more, to use all your gifts and talents, to be a shining example of all that is possible, to be different than those around you, because they will catch your vibe, your positive vibe. They will catch your vibe. And be willing to do it your own way, because nobody really can tell you how to do it, but all the answers are within you. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking to break your income ceiling, then definitely consider booking a session with me. I've got lots of practices and ways to help you shift out of the energy of earning below what you know you are worth. And I can help you get on a path to where money's just, gosh, it's just following you. It's just showing up all over the place. It's just everywhere. Abundance is just your natural state. It's just amazing. You live in a constant flow. You live in overflow. There's always more than enough. So if you want to live that way, I'd love to help you do that. So check out booking a session with me. Check out the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Until next time, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. I appreciate you deeply, and we will connect again.